This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3226 for Monday, the 14th of December 2020. Today's show is entitled, Using Task Warrior to Structurize Your Work. It is hosted by Rowan Baton, and is about 16 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, how using Task Warrior can help you to structure your work.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi guys, this is Jerome Baton again with another podcast, and this time it's a Linux command line tool that I like to discuss. One or actually two in particular this time, and that one is called Task Warrior. Now, I don't know how it's with you, but I have a to-do list. There changes a lot. And I'm a pretty chaotic person, mentally chaotic. I don't, well, maybe there's some connotation that I don't know, but anyway, my mental process is pretty chaotic at best. So I need to have a to-do list that helps me focus on what has the highest priority at any point in time. And I read about it in a Medium article, and I'll put the URL in the show notes of this article. So you can read it if you like. Anyway, I was made aware of the existence of Task Warrior. I installed it. It's just in the repo of Ubuntu. So apt install Task Warrior, done. And I start playing with it. First, I did the newbie stuff. So task, add, first thing I need to do. It's free text after that. So and if I then run task, I see that I have a to list with one item called stuff I need to do. Okay, can I change that description? Yeah, sure, you can do task. If you do a list, you see a number before it. So well, clearly I just made my first run, so the task number is probably one. So I can do task one, modify, and enter another description. And then the description of the task changes. I can also say task, modify one, a new description. That works too. So it's pretty flexible in the order that you enter arguments in. Next was that I wanted to bundle tasks, and there is a project argument that you can use. So task space project dash and the name of the project, and then add description or modify or whatever. If I have one task, I could say task one modify space project dash and immediately followed by the project name. So I then modify my task to be one of the tasks in the project. The next thing I did was play with a priority, because there's also a thing that you can set the priority of your task, low, medium, high. And low is higher than standard. So if you don't mention a priority, you will still, a task with priority low is higher than a task with no priority at all, right? That's probably the easiest way to describe it. Okay, now that's easy. Now I can add to-do items to my to-do list and play and look at them, and that's fine. You know, it works. But it's not yet fancy. The next thing I can do is task, modify any number, due dash, I can enter the due date of a task. And then it becomes pretty fancy, because the task warrior program will calculate among the tasks which one has the will calculate for every task the score. And the score of a task, if a task is due today, it gets a higher score than when it's due over a week, right? That's easy. But a task that was entered 3 months ago and I haven't spent any time on also gets a certain scoring level, because, well, I've not done anything to work on that task. And working on tasks, by the way, is easy. You enter task and you see the list of you see your to-do list. Task one starts a task. Task one stops a task, and task one done marks it as done. In your task overview, you will only see tasks that need work. So once a task is done, it doesn't show in your tasks list anymore, unless you say task space all, in which case you see all the tasks ever entered into the system. Let's go rewind a bit to the due task. You know, due can be a date and a time. The other thing is, I can say, well, I need to my local tax form has a due date that our tax department wants my declaration of how much I earned. That's a fixed date, but I can't start working on it a half year in advance. Yeah, you do that, let's say, in the last 2 months prior to the due date. So I can say, next to the due date, I can say, set a wait date. So task wait dash, now not dash, sorry, a colon. Colon is, I believe, the separation character for. So due, colon, wait, colon, priority, colon, project, colon. Yeah, it's not a semicolon, it's a colon. Sorry for that, but guys, I'm like, you know, I'm not native English. So task wait colon, and then the wait date, so it won't appear in your to-do list until the wait time date has passed. Is there more? Yes, there's more. You can enter dependencies on tasks. So task depends colon and the number of another task will say that, okay, the other one needs to be finished before you can start on this task, right? So you can enter even dependencies on tasks, and you don't get hassled by tasks that you can't work on yet because you first have to do another task. You can set recurring task with the recur colon argument. So you can, for instance, I'm self-employed, so I clearly have the first of every month, I have a billing to do, to send invoices to my clients. So I have a recurring task that reminds me, well, this is pretty high priority in my life. So this usually gets done even without Task Warrior, but you get the picture, you know. You can set the frequency. I've also, for instance, set created a task to clear my email inbox box every 2 weeks, and just to remind me that I need, because if I don't, after some time I have a huge inbox, and that's not fun for me, so I have to clear from time to time. So it reminds me that it's that time again to clear my inbox. And if I don't, well, you know, no harm done. There's also another setting, and I couldn't find it when I did the research, but it's there. And that's sort of a forget kind of setting where you have a due date. So at that date, it should be done. But there are tasks that if you then don't do them, let's say for 3 days, it really doesn't matter anymore. For instance, okay, let's use this simple example of invoicing. I invoice on the first of every month. Well, if I don't invoice, then at the first of next month, I get a new task that I should invoice that month. But I, at that time, I can also do all the other invoices. So the old task of invoicing the first month has become redundant. So you can also say, okay, make a task wait or make it due for some date, but only show me for a couple of days, because after that, I'll just pick up the next chance, the next task that reminds me of this thing. And now, if you do task and then a number and then info, you get all the info on the task, when it was created, what's the unique ID of that task, but also a very clear and concise explanation of the calculation of of the urgency calculation. So if I do task 38 info, it tells me, okay, it has a project, so that's 1 point. It's got a due date, which is pretty close, so I get a value of 6.17 for that, and I've got an age of so many weeks times a certain factor, and that's it gives me a total score, and the total score is then the urgency of that task. It's a blast. It's this thing does wonders. It's excellent software. There is a community. People are looking at it, working with it. There is this guy who made Task Warrior -TUI 2, yeah, so the text user interface. He programmed it in Rust. And that one looks good, very good. You need a question mark to get to the help menu with the commands. But if you know that, it's a very nice GUI to work on your task list. But also from the command line, it's so easy. You've got the client on the phone. He says, I want you to work on XYZ, and I need the results by that day. And you simply add task, add due date. And then a subscription, and it's done. It's in your to-do list, and you don't have to worry about forgetting stuff, because it won't, and it will prioritize your workload for you, Task Warrior, that is. It's great. There's also a little brother called Time Warrior, and Time Warrior is in fact a separate project, so completely separate directory, separate data, etc., where you can say time W, start, description, and then it will start sort of a stopwatch. And when you say task end, it will stop the stopwatch for that task. So you can do your time registration that way. In the Task Warriors distribution package is a sort of a hook script that you can use, so that when you start a task in Task Warrior, it also end a task in Task Warrior, it also enters data into Time Warrior. So you can use, if you play your cards right with Task Warrior, you can then run time W summary or time W summary colon week if you want a summary for the whole week, and it will show you it's in ASCII, you know, so ASCII, so it's but it, you can even get burn down charts still in ASCII, nothing fancy there. Wouldn't surprise me if somebody would make Time Warrior Also functionality also in a web server variety, so you can look at it from with a graphic perspective. I don't know, someone someday will figure out how to build that, I guess. But TaskWire, TimeWorks, and even it's possible to network your tasks, so you can have a task server where you can store your tasks list in a network fancy way, so every workstation that you have uses the same task list. It's there. The documentation, it's all on taskwarrior.org and timewarrior.org. I'm actually thinking about writing a book, a manual for this software, because there's a lot of information in the web pages, but it's not always on the place where you would think it would be. But other than that, it's pretty good documented. There's always the code, if you really want to know how stuff works. It's pretty fancy, and it just works. I'm happy with it. I now have a list of, if I run my task list, let's do that task, pipe that to WC. I've got 22 tasks active, but I do task all pipe to WC. I get 311. So I had 311 tasks already, but when it's done, So I only see 22 tasks currently, out of a list of by now 311. And I've only been working on it for 2 months. I'm pretty happy. I'm very happy with it. Give it a try, I would say. I think I sound pretty enthusiastic. I'll leave some URLs to sources, etc., and well, to the main websites in the show notes. If you have additional questions or give me some feedback on this, you're more than welcome to do so. I always try to learn, so even from feedback, especially from feedback. So put it in the comments of this show, and I'll definitely have a look at it. Okay? Have a nice day. Bye bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.